sweet. A little girl ain't never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask?
That's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot with you again, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, saying welcome one, welcome all to the Jumbo Braille program here on the Skies Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to our program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear your prayer praises, prayer requests, as we have Dr. Doug Quick once again with us in the house tonight. And we will be glad to hear all your good prayer requests, praises, that kind of thing. And because we're looking for another good message from him again tonight. So, Sister Ruth, who do we got in the house with us tonight?
Well, we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Brother Jim, which we always love to hear, see there too, and we have Brother Quick and me.
Okay, and so we got any requests from you, Ruth?
I need some desperate prayer tonight. I'll tell you guys. I had to tell you this, other than the fact that I really believe the Lord could be taking me home soon. I'm not feeling well at all.
All right, and then of course, Emily with her request for the first responders and those working in hospitals, nursing homes. And also she has, Brother Quick, desperate request for her mother. Her mother trying to be back home in her new apartment, or her apartment there, fell, and they had to take her back to the hospital. It looks like she will be returning to the rehab center. So that's a prayer request for you. So, and then, of course, our prayer request for the faith promise for to get the bus that we wanted for the blind ministry, and, of course, my health. And so, along with our police forces and our people in leadership, and that's it. So, Brother Quick, if you wish, we'll turn the floor over to you and let you take on these prayer requests and your good message for tonight.
Well, bless your heart, Brother Ken. It's just good to be back with you again tonight. And I listened to these requests, and there's times when I get a little troubled, not because of what I've heard, but because of who I'm hearing from, I believe. And so we just want you to remember us in your prayers also. I'm still having an awful time with my knees, and I will be going back to my knee doctor Monday morning. That's about 65 miles away from the house here. And our appointment is 9 a.m. Brother Kenton, what do you think about that, brother? We have to leave out of here about 7 o'clock in the morning, which means breakfast time needs to be real quick and quiet and all that good stuff so that we can get out of here and get on the road and get over there. And we will appreciate your prayers very much, asking for this knee doctor of mine, that you just ask the Lord to give him that wisdom that he needs, because he's a well-trained man. There's no question about that. But there's just, I guess, a thing or two about my knees that just has perplexed him. And so it's Miss Quick and my request this week that when we get back there, that the Lord would just really touch him and help him to understand precisely what's going on with my knees. And I will greatly appreciate that very much. Miss Quick is running a good speed after the injection that she had. And she gave a good praise report last week concerning the heaviness in her legs is gone. And, I mean, she's just doing wonderful. And so we just continue asking you to continue to ask the Lord to bless her also in all these things that she has to do for me and everything else. And we will appreciate that very much. Our Father, thank you so much for this time together again with each that's listening to us this night. And I would just plead with you that you would just touch different ones of us and the troubles that we're going through. I know that Miss Emily was expecting her mama to be home, I think Tuesday, and now her mother has fell again before she got there, and so she's probably going to be back in that place where she had been staying before, the rehab place. And so, Lord, we're just asking you just minister there on Emily's behalf, on her mama. I know that she was really looking forward to her mama being home, but you've got other plans on that, and we would never chide with you at all, because you know exactly what's going on everywhere, every day, and that's just wonderful. And then we're asking that you'd be with the first responders. And my request that you'd be with the police, every policeman in America, every day, that you just protect them. Wake Cross, Georgia is growing by leaps and bounds, and yet Wake Cross is not any kind of a big city when it comes to crime, as far as what the police have to deal with in the bigger cities. And so we're just asking you just minister unto each of those cops tonight. Put your hedge of protection upon each one of them and help each one of them be able to come back home to their families at the close of their shift. And then I'm asking for Brother Ken. And the request that he's made for the faith promise on the bus, and for also for his health, that you just would minister onto both of these needs and just take such good care of them. You do that so well anyways. And then for Miss Ruth and for her request that she made, and Lord, we're just asking you just minister unto her, that you'd strengthen her, and that you'd help her to understand you know all about everything that's going on, and just help her to just trust you every day, every moment of every day. Now, Lord, we're asking you'd be with the service tonight. I'm asking that you'd help me and give me the words that are needed for this time with these people together tonight. Well, sure enough, thank you very much for that. Now, Lord, we got to have you. That's all there is to it. And thank you for the thoughts that you've given me for this night, because I believe they'll fit right in perfectly with what we've already heard here this night before we even started praying. So just be with us and help us this night, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We've been dealing with the subject of growing in God's grace. I'm going to be coming at things a little bit differently tonight, and yet not so much differently, because every day in every believer's life, we're growing in the grace of God. That's all there is to that. But the Lord has led me to deal with the subject of what is prayer tonight. Can you ever figure out what in the world prayer is? That seems like it would be an easy answer, but it's really not an easy answer at all, because prayer just hinges on a lot of different things. For example, Miss Ruth, I heard what you said tonight, and your praying is going to depend on your faith, your belief in God. And we'll get to that in just a few moments. There are 8 different Greek words given to us in the New Testament for this word prayer. I'm not going to give you any of these Greek words. I feel that I probably could do that because I have had a pretty good education, but that's not what I don't think that's what the Lord wants me to do tonight. But what I do want to give you is the meaning of each one of these words. There is a Greek word for prayer that means simply a wish. Have you ever asked the Lord for anything and just told him that you're just kind of wishing? Well, that would fall under this word for prayer. When we talk to the Lord and just ask him for a wish. And a wish is one thing for sure. the fact of the matter is another thing. Amen. We can sure enough wish for a whole lot of things to be different, but they're not going to be different until the Lord sees fit to change them. Amen. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And then there's another Greek word given to us on this word prayer, which means to wish, but more than that, petition before God. And this is a little bit more than just wishing. This is just making a petition, making a desire known unto the Lord. And then there's a third word for prayer given in the Greek language, which gives us the understanding of asking with an emphasis upon a need. Now, we like to ask the Lord for a lot of things every day, do we not? I mean, every day we've got a long list of ask for this, ask the Lord for that, ask the Lord, don't forget to ask the Lord for this, and don't forget to ask the Lord concerning this, and this would fall into this category of this word here. It's making a request, asking with an emphasis on a need, and then making a request unto the Lord. And you see, when we're making a request unto the Lord, that just simply means that we're getting more serious on our talking with the Lord, does it not? Amen. Then there's a fifth word given to us in the Greek language that means the Greek word for prayer, that means asking or begging. Did you know that there is a world of difference between asking and begging? Even though there's many a time when we go to asking the Lord for something and we're turning around and we're actually begging the Lord for something instead of just asking him, amen. And it's easy for us to get this all crossways in our mind, but the Lord knows what's going on for sure. You see, we're still growing in God's grace. Every day, every believer is still growing in God's grace. And we're just looking at these words for prayer, these different words for prayer given to us in the original language. There's another one. It means to supplicate, to ask humbly, to make an humble request. You know what it means to do this before the Lord? I know there's so many times when we get to talking with the Lord, and we just forget all about this humbleness. We just go blaring it out. And Lord, I got to have this. And Lord, we just got to have this. And Lord, we're going here and we just need this. That's not praying, ladies and gentlemen. That's just making a bunch of hot air float around is all that is. But you see, asking or begging, there's another word. It means to supplicate. Ask humbly, like I just said, make an humble request. And then there's a seventh one. It means to intercede. Do you know what it means to intercede for someone else and you're praying? You see, many a time when we're praying, we've only got one person on our mind that we're praying for. I say one person, but it comes in three different categories. Me, myself, and I. That's basically what most of us are praying for every time we pray. But that's not praying unto the Lord. That's not praying at all unto the Lord. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm talking about interceding. Talking about going and talking to the Lord on someone else's behalf. Oh, I believe Miss Quick and I asked you to do this 2-3 weeks ago concerning her health and this injection that she was going to have. And you all have come through very wonderfully, because she is just doing just wonders with this, because God has heard you as you have interceded on behalf of my wife. Now this week, I have asked you to pray for my knees. And what I mean when I say pray for my knees is I'm asking you to intercede for me, to pray to the Lord God in heaven on my behalf. That's what I'm needing. I'm needing that very much. Ken has asked us to be praying for this faith promise on the bus that he's been asking the Lord for. And what he's asking us to do, he's asking us to intercede on his behalf. And then for his help, you know that we're going to have to intercede on his behalf. If we're going to pray and ask God to touch his health, we're going to have to talk to the Lord about him. Amen. And that's exactly what prayer is all about. You see, there are responsibilities connected to our praying. To every elder, every pastor, he's to have faith concerning his praying. We looked at this just a week or so ago in the book of James, chapter number 5. I said, I think it was verse number 14, where I said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil, praying over him. And we're talking about the prayer of faith. Verse number 15 says this, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and he will, and if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. This is the fact of a responsibility of every elder in the church, every pastor in the church, to have faith enough in order to do this very thing. You see, when I have been anointed many a time, and when the pastor has laid his hand on me and anointed me with oil, I knew that something was fixing to take place. I've been there many a time. And my pastor and the elders of the church had gathered around, and they were praying on my behalf. They were coming on to intercede for me. It wasn't them that they were concerned over. It was me they were concerned over. And many, many times God has brought healing to this body of mine. Well, there's one other word, Greek word for prayer. It means to carry a dialogue or a meeting to discuss something or someone else. I mean, we can always think about how different ones have prayed on. I mean, I could do this real easy because I've been preaching the Word of God for nearly 50 years now. And I have been all around this great nation of ours preaching the Word of God. And I can tell you right now, there's been a whole bunch. I have met several of them right face to face. They have been praying and asking God to confuse me and not to bless me. And the more they would pray, the more that God would bless me. Amen and amen. Oh, listen. You see, responsibilities connected with our praying. To every elder, to every pastor, they're to have faith because they're going to be praying for the sick, for those who have come and asked for and on anointing, they're going to have that. They're going to have that faith to believe that God's going to hear them and do that. You see, whenever we pray, we have that responsibility to believe God that he's going to answer. The Apostle John said so. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15. Listen to this. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth whatsoever we ask, We know that we have a petition, the petitions that we desired of him. Oh, John is saying, if you're going to be praying, you better be believing. Because if you're going to be asking God for something, he's going to answer you. And when he answers you, it can't be a shocking thing for us to say, oh, my soul, God answered my prayer. I didn't realize he's going to do that. That's not praying, ladies and gentlemen. Nuh-uh. You see, if we're going to be what the Word of God teaches us concerning prayer, then we're going to have to understand that we have that responsibility to believe God will answer when we ask him. That's what John just said. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We cannot quit our praying, no matter what. You see, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 17 says this, pray without ceasing. That means ain't going to be in a stopping place for our praying. We're always going to be praying. That's all there is to that. We're always going to be praying. God's always willing to answer. And we need to be always willing to pray. Well, listen to this verse. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. That's not coming to us out of a fairy book. That's coming to us out of the Word of God. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. You see, we've got the responsibility of asking along with believing. Why pray if you don't think God's going to answer it? I had a fella to ask me that. I was just young Christian. And he said, I want to give you a request to pray for. I said, sure. He said, I'll be talking to you in a few days on this. And I said, all right. In a few days, he showed up again. He says, well, Quick, you've been praying for me? I said, well, I didn't know if it would do any good to pray because I didn't know if God could answer. Oh, he let me have it in a very quick order. That's not how you pray, young man. You pray, when you're praying to God, you pray believing because God will answer according to his own sweet will. Well, that's I learned a whole lot about praying back in those days. You see, we have the responsibility of asking along with believing. Why pray if you don't think you're going to receive it? That's a very good question. The responsibility to pray. Listen to this. Luke chapter 6 and verse number 12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer unto God. Who am I telling you did this? The Lord Jesus himself. Oh, wait a minute. Let me read that verse of scripture again. And it came to pass in those days that he, Jesus, went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer unto God. Wow. There is a lesson there for you and me. I said there's a lesson there for you and me to learn. If Jesus, when he was here on this earth, would spend all night in prayer praying to the Father, it surely isn't going to hurt us to spend some extra time in prayer ourselves. Amen and amen. Oh, the responsibility is simply to pray. The responsibility is to pray until we have heard. Listen to me now. Listen to me. How can we handle a prayer life? We pray. Our responsibility is to pray until we know we have been heard. Not by others around us. No, 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 no. We're not praying to them. We're praying unto the Lord God in heaven. And we're to continue praying until we know that he has heard us. And he'll let us know when he hears us. Amen. I'm here to tell you that for a fact, ladies and gentlemen. He'll do that. He'll do it every time. Oh, listen. The responsibility is to just simply pray. The responsibility is more than that. Our responsibility is to pray and believe. That will help us to get along a little bit better. That will help us to understand we're still growing in the grace of God. It certainly will. Oh, listen, the responsibility is to pray about everything, trusting the Lord for every need, not our emotions. I think there's a couple of verses in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. I want to say verses 5 and verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Is that the right verse I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And lean not unto your own understanding. What's the rest of it? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I had to have a little help on that. Amen. Miss Quick knows those two verses really good. And she was right here to help me. I'm glad she was. You see, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us it's important to pray. It's also important to believe God. Amen. Just what is prayer? Well, it's an adoration of our God and his love for us. This next little bit here, I'll be in Luke chapter number 11. Verse number 2. Luke chapter 11, verse number 2. Listen to this. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. So when we pray, it's an adoration of our love unto our God in heaven. Amen. These were the words of Jesus to his disciples. You see, the verse just before this, I said verse number 2. Let me read verse number 1. Came to pass that when he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So these next verses of our scripture are going to be Jesus teaching his disciples what it means to pray. I'm his disciple today. If you've been born again by his marvelous grace, you're his disciple today also. Amen. Amen. Oh, listen. Verse number 2 says, when ye pray, Jesus said, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. You see, you're going to have to be born again before you can pray this. Because Jesus instructed his disciples this. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven. If you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have that privilege to be able to pray that. Because he's not going to hear you. Amen. Well, let me read you the next verse. It's our thanksgiving unto God. Listen to verse number 3. Give us day by day our daily bread. If that's not a thanksgiving thing, when we ask the Lord to give us our daily bread, we doing that out of a thankful heart. Amen. It's our confession unto the Lord. Verse number four, the first part of verse number four. Listen to this. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Oh, hallelujah. It's our confession unto the Lord. Not only do we, the Lord, and tell him, to ask him to confess, to forgive us of our sin, but we're very quick to let the Lord know that we're forgiving those that are indebted to us also. Because if you don't forgive those who are indebted to you, hang it up, ladies and gentlemen, God's not going to forgive you at all either. Amen. That's Bible. Amen. Amen. It's our confession unto the Lord because we are needing him, and forgive us of our sins. It's our confession unto the Lord of how much we need him. Petition unto the Lord of how much we need him, because we are saying here in the last part of verse 4, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The only way that can happen is for our God to do that for us. That's the only way that can happen. I can't do that for Brother Ken. He can't do that for me. I can't do that for Brother Six Eyes. He can't do that for me. I can't do that for anyone else that's listening tonight. I can't do that. Only the Lord can do that. And you have an awful time. Figure out just exactly where you're at in this message tonight. I'm sure of that. But listen to me. What is prayer? Prayer is the fact of growing in God's grace. That's what prayer is. Prayer is the fact of responsibilities given unto us. Because when we're praying, there has to be a responsibility attached to us to believe the Lord for the answer. Amen. Amen. John told us that. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, 15. He told us that. We cannot quit our praying no matter what. Because we are instructed to pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. Don't quit your praying. You say, well, it just doesn't seem like I'm getting any answer. It might be because you need to start checking on you first. Because you might be the big problem as far as you not getting an answer from God. You need to make sure that you are lined up with God just like this Bible teaches us to be. Lined up with him, believing him, not doubting him at all, believing him and knowing that he's taking care of you like he always has me. Amen. Well, listen, I'm going to close this tonight, Ken, a little bit sooner than what I normally do, but that's all right. We're still growing in God's grace, that's for sure. And I wanted to break off and look at the subject of prayer tonight. And I may, if the Lord will help me, I'll stay here on this subject of prayer for several weeks yet and just see what it is that God will teach us concerning this subject. Because if we've been born again, and if you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've been born again. And if you've been born again, then you've got a responsibility to talk with the Lord and pray. You've got a responsibility to talk with the Lord and pray for me. I've got a responsibility to pray for the Lord, pray unto the Lord for you. Amen. That's just how God has laid it out for us. Amen, Brother Ken. You take over here now, and I'll stop right now.
Amen. But before you totally quit, we'd like you to give us your snail mail information so people can contact you.
I'm sorry, Ken. I get so carried away with what I'm trying to do. Here it is. My snail mail is this. 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, one word, WAYCROSS, Georgia, 31501. Let me give it to you one more time. It's
(11) 22, 11-22-1122.
That's Waycross, Georgia, 31501. And I'll just be looking to hear from somebody this week through this snail mail business, that's for sure.
Amen. And then if you wish to use email to contact Brother Quick, what we will do is you can send me the email at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's, you spell it out, feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, put question or comment for Brother Quick. And then in your body of your email, just go ahead and type out your comment or question for Brother Quick, prayer request, prayer praise, whatever it may be. And then you send that to me. And then I will snail mail and forward that email. I'll print it out and send it on to Brother Quick. Then he will take, respond to it, sending it back to me. And then I will email you his response through the email. And so that's how we'll do it with email if you wish that avenue. Once again, feelintouchking@gmail.com. And then for you out there that would like to keep programs like this one on the air, remember, radio is not cheap. Even though it may be free for you listening, it's still not cheap. It does cost money. So please help us to keep shows like this on the air. And you could do that by several methods. First off, if you use PayPal, go to paypal.com. Enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you for your love gift. And if you wish to send a check or money order to Brother Six for the Six Eyes Radio Network, you can contact him at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. In your subject line, put donation information requested, and in the body of your email, explain that you're wishing to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network and are requesting the snail mail and pay-to information to send a check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you for your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. Now, finally, for those of you who wish to get a copy of this program or any other program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you've got several options there. You could first off go to the podcast section on your smartphone or tablet, and you type in Six Eyes Radio. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Click on that, and then once you have us up there, click subscribe, and you will have us 24/7, and you could be listening to Brother Quick on a Monday, if you wish, in your jammies. Wouldn't that be great? And so you could get the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand 24/7. Also, the second option you can do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes. That's blogtalkradio.com/SIXEYES, and you'll have all our programming right there as well. We're also located on Facebook, Apple iTunes, etc. Just search on Google 46 Eyes Radio, and you'll find us. Amen. And then those of you that have heard about the Faith Promise, if you wish to be a part of that, you could go to holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. That's H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. And you could go down to the bottom of that page where it says Love Offerings and just click on that, and you could use your credit card. If you wish to use PayPal, you go to PayPal, enter the email address 2for1katie@gmail.com. That's a digit number 2, spell the word 4, F-O-R, digit number 1, then you spell the name Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com, 2for1katie@gmail.com, and just indicate it is for your faith promise for the bus, and we will put it toward that endeavor. And God will richly bless you, and we here at Holiness Bibles for the Blind thank you very, very much. Also, there's the option of check or money order if you wish to go that route. Just send your check or money order to P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, A-S-H-T-A-B-U-L-A, Ohio, 44005. Again, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, A-S-H-T-A-B-U-L-A, Ohio, 44005, and make it payable to Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for the blind, at Holiness Bibles for the Blind. Thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Amen. And finally, we're going to ask you, Brother Quick, to close us with a word of prayer.
I'll do that, Brother Ken. It's been good to be with y'all again this night, and I'm just asking that you just listen to what has been said tonight, because the Lord's got something for each one of us if we just listen to him. And I don't think you'll have any trouble listening to him, because he doesn't have to have a loud voice, but he can sure enough be loud enough in your soul as to where you know it's him speaking to you. And so you just help yourself by listening to the Lord that way. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer in closing. Our Father, thank you for these moments together. And I would ask even now, you just minister to each heart that heard the message this night. And should there be one that does not know Christ as their personal Savior, that this would be the night that you'd speak to their heart and you'd draw them unto yourself and help them to understand that's the greatest thing that could ever happen to their in their life. So just be with us this night now, and I'm asking you to be with each of these requests, that you'd be with Miss Ruth in a special way and just touch her and help her in all that she is facing at this time. And be with Emily and her mother. And I'm asking you just minister there according to that need also. But just be with us this night now. We'll sure enough thank you. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.